está cayendo, se está limpiando. Calma, pronto saldrá el sol. Pronto saldrá el sol. Calma, en el pecho de dinamita. 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 Donde ya casi se está cayendo. Calma, dinamita. 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 Calma.
Y yo solo pido perdón.
Streaming bilingual sounds 88.5 KCSN HD3 and KSBR HD3 Mission Viejo. We are a service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming worldwide at bilingualsounds.org.
Find me in these dive bars, beach blonde hair in a red guitar. I show up to lecture halls with bright pink beats. No, I don't stay out of the way. Neon clothes so they know I'm here to stay. Flip-flops and short shorts and aviator sweatshirts are a dead giveaway, 'cause they all know me as the student from a completely different world. And they all see me as this obsessive. Naive, just hear as her accent switches back from Cali to DC. All my different interests are hard to combat. All these different places I wanna get back to. Going abroad seems like the easiest choice of them all. So call me crazy, I'll just let it be. At least I'm not boring, I'm psychotic. You don't wanna make a villain out of me. I'm just a girl from across the country, and everyone here has politicians speak, but I've got the legally blonde in me. In my suitcase I pack six bikinis, trading in Venice Beach for DC.
Hey, hi, hello. Welcome to Bilingual Sounds, support your local scene. I'm your host, Carissa Kelly. Hey, hi, hello. And I am here to take you through the best and the brightest of what the LA music scene has to offer. Every week, we'll showcase a local artist that has caught our eyes and our ears, play some of their material, and let them tell you in their own words what they are all about. And this week, we have Sophia Marie in the studio with us. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
Ah, of course. Thanks for coming on by.
It's beautiful. Like, this location is so amazing. I've never been out. I mean, I've been out in the valley, but specifically this part. This university looks gorgeous.
Obsessed. Yeah. Well, we're the pride and joy of the campus.
Yeah.
I wish. I'm kidding. we're tucked up in a little corner of it, but nonetheless, so tell me a little bit about your story. Like, where are you from? Yeah. Are you from California?
Yeah, I'm from Los Angeles County area. I'm from the South Bay. So if you know, like, Palos Verdes, I grew up in, like, Rolling Hills, small equestrian town. I was in the L.A. area. Like, I say L.A. when people ask me where I'm from. But when they ask me actually where am I from, I'm like, I'm not from the Hollywood. I'm not from, like, the downtown L.A. I'm, like, from some suburbs, you know, where you have to drive, like, 50 minutes. And in a way, I think that really, like, formulated me because I was so, like, I had such the identity of being from LA, but at the same time feeling like I wasn't really in it.
And so, interesting.
Yeah, like, I think when you're from Los Angeles, naturally you're going to be drawn to, like, all the movies and the entertainment world, music world. Like, I grew up hugely involved in theater, musical theater. I was, like, a huge singer. Like, I would sing everything. Like, my friend would say, like, a word, and I would just, like, start singing a song based on that. And then I started writing my own music when I was in fifth grade, but, like, really, really bad music. Like, no chords behind it. I was just, like, writing in my journal, and then, like, turn the tables, and I was just, like, writing, like, random melodies with no musical backing because I didn't really know an instrument. Like, I took piano lessons in the way that, like, a child who never practices does, you know?
Yeah.
So I did that. But besides that, I wasn't, like, creating songs. And really, it was, like, during COVID that I just picked up a guitar and I was like, there's no reason why I shouldn't. Like, I have so much free time, you know? Yeah. Like, I was sent home from school. I studied politics at Georgetown. And then COVID sent us all back home. Mm. So from D.C., I was back in L.A. And it was like, okay, there's no excuse to not write music. Because I'd always wanted to do it. I just felt like I didn't have time. And then I was like, we have endless hours at my house. Like, might as well start learning. And then from there, when I was 19, like 2020, I just made so many songs. And that's just like a really just, I think I started to become a person when I was like 19. I don't know if 19 was like a formative year for you. But for some reason, for me, it was like so formative. Like, who I became.
I think, like, those last 2 years of, like, being a teenager but also, like, a legal adult, I think those are kind of, like, the most formative for some people. It's, like, your music taste is solidified by then.
Yeah.
Like, your politics are kind of solidified by then.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the frontal lobe not, like, fully developed
yet,
but, like, you're getting there.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think so. And I think it's, like, a thing of you're young and so you don't have that many expectations, but then you're old enough to, like, do all the things that you want to do. I mean, you can't drink yet, at least in America. But I really felt like 19. And when I was writing music, I was just really authentically myself. And I think I always was like a quite, like, I felt different from people, just like how a lot of, I think, emo teens might have felt. But I just,
Every artist ever.
I know. But, like, I really leaned into it when I was 19. I was like, I'm going to be, like, cringy. And if people think that it's, like, I'm way too vulnerable and oversharing, it's like, okay. You know, I think you just get the confidence, too, obviously, is needed. Like, I need to be confident in the fact that I, like, overshare. And, like, I'm really vulnerable and put myself out there. So 19 was the year of, like, And then from there, it just went on, and I was like, I studied international politics at Georgetown, and I focused. Yeah, I know, like, really bizarre thing. But I had this growing up. I was really into, like, acting, but I also really was, like, deeply into politics and, like, international politics, like, security studies. And so
interesting.
Yeah, which is really bizarre. Which I know you do a lot of things. So yeah, I don't know where that. I think it's because my sister, she was, like, a physics major and a theater major, and so my
family.
I know, like, the most different thing. Like,
whole family is overachievers. Okay.
Yeah. Well, like, we just have different, like I guess we just have such different interests. And I mean, I think performance helps you in everything. Like, obviously, when I'm giving a presentation, or I'm, yeah, trying to like argue something, I think, not that I'm always arguing, but like, you know, just I the skills of performance, I think, really help. And skills of writing, like, help a lot. So, yeah, so I was there, and then now I'm doing my master's in England, and that's like Russian East European studies, but I continue with music. Yeah, it's really bizarre. Very fun.
Interesting. So do you, I mean, what career aspirations do you have outside of music then, if you don't mind me asking?
No, I mean, I think like my, ever since I was, I would say like 15, I was like, I really want to be an actor and a singer. Like, those are the most important things to me. But I think maybe, I mean, I really like the fact that you have people that like study their whole life and specialize in one thing. But I think it's also really important to have people coming at art through such like different lenses. Mm. And so like I was like, oh, I could be like a screenwriter, but like through a political lens, or like, since I'm studying like Russian East European studies, maybe like a post-communist or like a post-Soviet, I can be the person that like does the research on that. And I can have that niche interest. Or I feel like my songwriting is really influenced by like history, and I'll go to these places because my studies will take me there, and I'll just have such a like individual niche lens into the world of songwriting. And I think that's really wonderful. Like, I like when people do different things. Like my sister, like, she's really into combining physics with theater and like getting scientists into theater, or theater people into science.
That's fascinating.
And yeah, I really love that. And I think that it doesn't, I mean, obviously, like, if I was training to be like an astronaut, I should probably just focus on that so I don't die. But when you're like a musician, I think you can take from different things, and you can spend, like, you can learn another language to learn, like I'm learning French or Russian right now, and it's like the whole vocabulary is just like, you have so much more to pull from, I think, which is nice. So that is to say, I do want to be a singer and an actress, but this is something I can fall back on.
You want, like, a well-rounded portfolio, which, like, I totally understand.
I think so. But after this master's, I'm, like, I'm fully going into art. I'm, like, I can't write another essay. No more. No more fake essays, no. No more for me. No more. I'm very done.
Yeah. No, I totally understand, like, the jack-of-all-trades approach. Yeah. And I appreciate, like you said, like, people who have their particular niche. Yeah. But for me, like, I don't know, I'm crazy, so yeah. I want to do it all.
No, I know. I think it's, I don't know what it is that makes, like, there's just things that I see, and I'm like, I want to do that too.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, like, what your specific things are, but you can obviously only choose so many, but the things that I see, and I'm like, well, now that's going to be my thing now. Like, I'm going to try to get into that.
Gotta catch them all.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like Pokemon, yeah. Love it.
So let's get back into the music for a sec. Yes. So this next track is called A-OK by our friends Chanel and The Circus. We'll be right back. You're supporting your local scene.
Kill the kisses, don't forget say you'll be okay, we're okay, it's alright. Say it takes time.
Hey, this is Jimmy Conde.
Hey, this is Venancio Bermudez.
Hey, this is Juan Santana.
And this is Felipe Contreras from the Los Angeles band The Tracks. And you're jamming to Bilingual Sounds in Los Angeles.
Hey there, friends. You are supporting your local scene right here on Bilingual Sounds 88.5 HD3. That was You People by The Tracks, and we are here with Sophia Marie in studio. And you've brought out the guitar, and you're going to play a little song for us. Mm-hmm. That is a really nice color.
Thank you.
I wish you guys could see this.
We have a little tape because it's my sister. She was Taylor Swift 1 year, and I just was like, let's just take this guitar. Yeah.
So what is this one called that you're going to play for us?
Yes, this one is called Ellie, Could You Let Me In? And it's about my growing up in the suburbs of LA, being just close enough to it, but not being in it. And I think it was a good like allegory to being interested in the arts, but not feeling like you've made it yet. So yeah, that's what this one's about.
All right, let's hear it.
Take a ride in a car I don't drive, but not to the Hollywood sign. how it's so like Los Angeles. You can't reach it, it's just symbolic. It's something you can't explain to a person from a different state. How you're so close by, but still so you're far away. LA, could you let me in? I spend in fancy clothes and buildings I enter in. If I'm excluded, how? You're my hometown. After a show, what's left are nobodies. The band's gone home, so I can only streets, I'll be somebody, but I don't. Hell, what's the matter with me? I got dressed up just to see nobody. I'm in my 20s, most drinks I can drink, but you entitled brat leave. City seems to scream, so LA, could you let me in? Say I'm a native, but I'm feeling foreign. I get a lousy invitation by the money I spend in the fancy clothes and the buildings I enter in. But if I'm excluded, how? You're my hometown. I can go on a date with a man his age, says he knows about fame. Take his past spotlight and make it mine. So LA, could you let me in? I'm a native, but I feel foreign. I get a lousy invitation by the money I spend in the fancy clothes in the buildings I enter in. If I'm excluded, how? You're my hometown, so don't you dare exclude me now. You're my hometown.
Yay! Yeah. That was so good.
Thank you.
And remind me, so listeners, I did find Sophia at the Viper Room. What was it, like a week or two ago?
Yeah,
2 weeks,
April 5th, yes.
April 5th, that was it.
Yes.
Did you play that song there, or?
I did, yes, okay. I did. It's always the one I play that's like most, okay guys, we're gonna bring it back. Because even the song itself, like I play with tracks because I don't have a band. So it's the most like, you know, I play other songs like Venice Beach to DC or Femme Fatale, like they're very production heavy, and this one's just quite, I like to play it acoustic as well, but yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a good location to play, you know?
Yeah.
Like on Sunset Strip, yeah.
The downstairs is, like, really intimate, and I kind of honestly prefer it to the upstairs, because particularly on the night that you were playing, I remember that you were just kind of, like, refreshing to hear.
Thank you.
Because everyone upstairs was, like, also using backing tracks, but it's, like, you have a band, though.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know that, yeah.
I don't know, but...
Yeah, I think the acoustic lounge is really, it is really intimate. It can be as intimate as you want it to be, which is nice. Yeah.
And I remember what set you apart from anyone else that played downstairs, too, was, like, you were using a backing track, but, like, it's because it adds to your performance. It's not your entire performance, you know?
Yeah.
Because... I don't know your feelings about this, but I know for me personally, like, I feel like an over-reliance on a backing track, like, to the point where, like, there is, like, one gentleman who is, like, fussing around with his laptop for, like, a good, like, 10 minutes before he, like, started. And it's just sad because it's like, grab a guitar, my G.
No, I know. It is, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like lyrics are the most important part to me. Like, I mean, that's it is like a personal decision. Like, I know some people are very, like, sonic heavy, and I think I've always been, like, starting from a place of lyrics first, right? Even when I'm creating songs. So I do backing tracks because I'm like, I can't hire a band yet, but, like, I do like to have the guitar there itself. But yeah, I'm still trying to figure out my setup, because I'll be, like, in Oxford and I'll be doing, like, an open mic, and I'm like, these people cannot hear any guitar, so let's just, like, go insane with, like, the vocals and try to do some, like, cool dance moves. But, like, you know, when you're at, like, a college party, it's, like, no one can even hear, like, your lyrics. So, like, you know. I mean, it's just really about, I think it's about being flexible to the location. And also what the people come there for. Like, if it's a songwriting showcase, like, you know, it's about the writing itself. So, yeah. And that's the most intimate setting, too, is just, like, a guitar and your voice. And that's how I start everything. I start everything with... Well, usually I, like, write some lyrics that I think are, like, freaking brilliant. And then I'm like, and how do we figure this out with chords? I don't know. We'll get to that, you know? That's what my kind of setup is, yeah.
Lyrics first, ask questions
I think
later.
So. Yeah, that is it. And you know what's great about guitar? Learning it so late is, like, I'm never going to be try to be a guitarist. Like, I am not good at guitar. I know guitar just so much as I can make a song. But, like, you know, so it's, like, as long as you know certain chords... It's, you can really just do anything. And of course I would like to learn more, but again, it's about picking your battles and stuff. Like, I'm not gonna be that amazing guitarist. And when someone says, are you, like, a musician? I'm like, I can play the guitar and I can write, but I'm not gonna be, like, I don't know how to read music, which is crazy.
Honestly, not a lot of musicians do. Like, Paul McCartney doesn't read music.
Okay.
Like,
well, that's good to know.
It's definitely not required, and I don't know. Sometimes it's, like, a little stuffy, like, oh, you can't read music.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just,
you can't play in the Nickelodeon scale, like, whatever it's called.
Yeah,
like,
you know. I did the viola. I was fifth out of seven chairs. And you know what? It's because I brought my pencil, and he liked me. But I was not good at the viola. I could read viola music, but now I couldn't, no.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That was, like, my instrument, yeah.
Okay, interesting, interesting. What's the difference between a viola and a violin?
So it actually, a viola, weirdly, is more similar to a cello than a violin, which is, like, bizarre, because a violin looks just like a viola. A viola is, like, a little bigger than a violin, but I guess the scale is more like a cello. I don't know. All I think is that viola is more complex and nuanced, and the violin is basic, you know?
Do you ever write songs on the viola?
No. I can't play it now. Like, when I was in fifth grade, I would play
Got you.
No. I always guitar first, and then sometimes piano. But what I'll do is, like, I'll go on Google and I'll transfer the guitar chord placement of the hands to then the piano. So it's not like I know piano. I just will transfer the, like, language of the fingers to then make the chord. Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, It's the same stuff, but it's just, like, in a different spot.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
You just have to get your, like, fingers close, like, I guess, to be familiar with it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I got you. We're going to go back into the music for a little bit. This is I Don't Wanna by Your Girlfriend. And, yeah, we'll be right back. You guys, you're supporting your local scene.
She's in love with you, you know. You never deserved to find a girl with Stephanie anyway.
just wanna feel you. I don't wanna waste my time living out your lies. No, it don't have to be this hard. Could we move on? Could slow the time, would we be alright? Or did we push too far? I don't wanna look up to the stars. I don't wanna figure where we are. But I got you right now. I don't wanna look up to the stars. I don't wanna figure where we are. But
for free concert tickets. Bilingual Sounds on Instagram.
Thanks to our friends at Live Nation, the SoCal Sound has tickets to see The Hives at the Hollywood Palladium on September 25th. Current members can find contest rules and enter to be eligible for a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase necessary. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. The Hives, the Hollywood Palladium, September 25th.
Support for 88.5 The SoCal Sound is provided by Hoag's Digestive Health Institute, your lifelong advanced care partner for personalized world-class care for digestive health and wellness. More information is available at hoag.org. That's hoag.org.
Support for Bilingual Sounds comes from music enthusiasts like you, and with the support from Golden Voice, Archer O, Makeout Reef, Tony Jupiter, and a surprise guest perform at the Fox Theater in Pomona on Saturday, May 31st. Tickets are available at axs.com. Archer O, the Fox Theater, Saturday, May 31st.
Support Bilingual Sounds 88.5 HD3 by donating online at bilingualsounds.org.
Oh,
Hey there, friends. You are supporting your local scene right here on Bilingual Sounds 85 HD3. You just heard Easy Eyes by Archer O, and we have Sophia Marie in the studio with us this evening, and you're going to play another song
for us.
So what's this one called?
This one's called Femme Fatale.
Femme Fatale.
It's about all of the, like, you know, when you're not getting attention from this one guy, and you're just like, I'm just going to be a femme fatale. But then it actually makes you sad. So, yeah, I hope you enjoy it. Smoking a cigarette, head bent back over the balcony, a complete degenerate who rejects propriety. All our scandals and affairs, they're there for everyone else to see, making up for lost time since she turned 19. Corset clings to her so tight as she's getting the eyes of all her passers-by every night. So this is what you're stuck with. Didn't someone warn you? She's a mythic bitch, a myriad of men trailing her wake. She's a femme fatale, but you signed up for this. Early men from ancient centuries declared a woman the root of all disease, that launched a thousand ships from Sparta to her lover Paris. Guess she's the Helen of Troy reincarnate. Thought you'd rid her of these sins. I thought that you would be different, but instead this is why. Didn't someone warn you? She's a mythic, a mythic bitch, right? A myriad of men trailing her wake. She's a femme fatale, but you signed up for this. New age courts on her fate is writ by Dumas. Leave you to cry out, is this really what you want? To end up so Cleopatra, make men into fanatics. No, it's all just a defensive tactic. So, well, this is what you're stuck with. Didn't someone warn you? I'm a mythic bitch, a myriad of men trail in my wake. I'm a femme fatale, but you signed up for this. I'm a femme fatale, and you've only got yourself to blame.
Woo! I really like that one.
Thank you.
I also noticed, like, in the lyrics, like, you do also, like, drop the significance of, like, being 19.
Yes, literally.
Like, we were just talking about this. That's crazy.
Literally, yeah. No, I'm glad you noticed that. Yeah. No, honestly, like, 19, I think making up for lost time. Like, I was such the person in high school that just studied to get into a good college. And, like, I was just so... That was, like, my whole world. And then I felt like I only really started living when I was, like, 19. I mean, of course I was living, but, like, really just myself when I was 19. So I felt like I had to, like, make up for the lost time and be, like, kind of insane for a little while, but, like, in a good way.
Yeah, you know? Don't we all?
Yeah, totally. Like, when you feel like you've been sheltered and it's like, oh, gosh, there's a whole other world out there. You just try to make up for it. And then you can mellow out later on. Yeah.
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 Relatable.
Yeah, really? Is it? Relatable? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say that, like, I've ever been sheltered, but, like, I do also relate to what you were saying about sort of like being on the outskirts of LA, because like I also technically grew up in Los Angeles County, but like I'm so far removed from it. Like I also relate to you when you say like, oh, you lived in like an equestrian era.
Yes, did you?
Yeah, like all of my neighbors are horses. Like I say that figuratively and literally. Like,
wait, where did you grow up?
Palmdale, do you know where that is?
No, I've heard of this. Palmdale, I don't know. Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's like in the Antelope Valley area. Okay. Shout out to the Palmdale homies.
Yes. Okay, yeah, so you felt like you had that thing of LA County, but not like the LA that everyone
like,
thinks about.
We don't have like the shiny celebrity stuff going on out there. Yeah. Like, we're lucky to have a Walmart.
No, I know.
A couple of them, but.
Yeah, but it's weird though, because when you meet, like you are this persona, but it is, like you are LA, but you're not the LA that everyone thinks about. And so you're just like inculcated in this whole era, but you just don't feel like a part of it. Like I have to drive a while to get to the LA that everyone dreams of, you know?
Yeah.
So it's quite bizarre.
Yeah, like everyone thinks that like the entirety of California is like LA or like the beach,
exactly.
And it's like, I'm from the desert, man.
I know. No, you try to tell someone that, they're like, what? The same with the wildfires, too. Like, everyone was reaching out to me. They're like, are you okay? And I think it's because, again, like, everyone's like, LA is everything. And it's like, no, like, I'm fine. Luckily, our house is fine. But again, it's just like this association that people from LA, it's like, oh, this is what LA is like. And it's like, no, it's actually quite like, there's a lot of people and it's quite varied. Yeah.
Yeah. Or you get like the awful people that are like, eh, we're just a bunch of like rich celebrities that lost their houses.
Oh,
and it's
exactly.
Like,
no.
Even so, that's still bad.
I know. And it's not. It's a lot of people that, like some of my parents, friends and stuff. So,
Yeah, man. But I digress. But I did want to ask you, what's next for your project? Do you have any new music coming out? Or?
So I have, I'm always writing, like, all the time. And
as you should.
Yes, as I should. I will say I'm in dissertation writing right now. Mm-hmm, so I like it more when I'm in the, like, throes of academia, because I get more escape from, like, art stuff. So when I go back, I'm, like, filming two music videos, which I'm really excited about.
Ooh, very nice.
Yes, for, like, Decency and Femme Fatale, because I really want, like, the dark academia. Like, Oxford's just, like, an amazing place to do that. There's, like, 35 different colleges at Oxford, and they're just so ancient and beautiful. And then, like, I have songs that I definitely want to turn into, like, EPs. I want, like, a full album, because I have enough music now to make... I mean, I've written, like, so many songs, but in terms of, like, released music, I have enough to make an album, so I think I really have to work on, like, promoting and marketing that, especially to, like, English audiences, like, trying to play in London and Oxford and other English cities. So, yeah, new music. I'm really excited about the music videos, because I think visual stuff along with music is so important.
Oh, yeah.
Especially now marketing, like, it's really about... what are the cool visuals? And it doesn't have to be, like, that crazy of a narrative of a music video. It's really just about, like, the aesthetic and I think what you're bringing to it. And, I'm very, like, particular about those things. I think when I was growing up, like, I did Narcissist music video when I was in D.C. because Narcissist is about, like, a aspiring politician type. So I really try to fit the location with what I'm going for. And now I'm in this great, like, dark academia, very ancient scholarly place that I'd love to film things.
Channel that.
So this May, gonna be working on that. And then of course new music and EP and hopefully an album.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Do you have like a team behind you, or is like
is it
just you doing all this?
Yeah, just me.
Oh.
I mean, it's fun. I think it's nice.
One woman army.
Yeah, you get to like curate everything. Yeah. I like it, like, because I get to choose like all the photos I want. I get to choose like what kind of fonts I like, and you just have so much artistic, like, you know, it's very individual, and I think it's very authentic in me.
Yeah.
So I want to keep it that way, but also, like, it is quite hard, but I enjoy it so much. Like, I find this to be so fun. I love doing this. Like, I love playing, and I love explaining. I love talking about music. I love talking about my feelings, so it's always fun. Yeah.
That definitely comes through in your work, and just, like, the way that you perform, too, like, the way that you just, like, bust out in a session, you know?
I have, like, very, like, I've been told this, I just have, like, because, like, when I'm in, like, academic circles, I have, like, my very academic talk, and then I just, like, switch, and I'll be like, okay, now it's artistic time, you know? Like, it is very I think it comes with being a performer. Like, all my life, I've just been doing monologues, and, like, I really have, like, a face for everything. Not that it isn't authentic, but I think I step into the role, and I'm like, this is what I'm here for, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yes.
All right. So where can the people find you?
Yes. So I'm on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, YouTube Music under Sophia Marie. And my most popular song right now is Venice Beach to DC. But I just released an EP last year called Trinity, and Decency is the single off of that. So I hope you guys can check that out. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Because that's what we're here for. Mm-hmm. Like, we're here to build community around music, because it is something that transcends language and culture and geographic location. Like, you can hear a song that someone wrote a million miles away from where you live, and it can still resonate with you on some level. Or you just like how it sounds.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I've been getting so much into post-Soviet rock right now.
Oh, like, seriously?
Yeah. Well, it's nicer because
Send the playlist.
Yes, I will. Like, I'm learning Russian, but, like, like, things that I'm just, like, I mean, when I was first learning Russian, like, I didn't understand anything that was going on. Mm. I was, like, I love the way the voice sounds, and I love the sound of it. And then now I can understand it. But I don't think it's really about the lyrics. And I think that's challenging me, too, because I was saying I'm such a lyrics-first person that now I'm getting into more, like, aesthetic and sound and the voice itself. And that's a cool thing to explore, like, a totally different language that you would have never interacted with before.
Amazing.
Yeah. Really fun.
Yeah, we're putting the bilingual in bilingual.
No, exactly. That's perfect fit. Yeah, but multilingual. So many different.
This is now multilingual sounds. All right, you guys. Of course. Yes. Thank you so much for spending the last hour with us. Your viewership helps small and local artists gain the exposure that they so deserve, and I would love nothing more than for you to consider checking out the people I feature on this show, following them on their socials, and most importantly, to go to shows. Your presence means so much more than you know to these hardworking musicians, and being active in your scene and your community is what this show is all about, and that is my mission. Thank you again for listening. I've been your host, Carissa Kelly. Come on back next week and every week thereafter at 6 p.m. and we'll be here with a fresh perspective. Thanks so much for supporting your local scene. Good night.
Cotton Canyon, orange skies, purple haze and apple pies. A silhouette of paradise is guiding me back home. Heroin in a trucker's veins, pushing fruit state to state. Even in the desert rain, there are strawberry fields forever. South of Bakersfield, westward bound on the Trail of Tears, the Spanish crown was buried in the sand. Along the shadow, the valley of death, I found a place to lay my head before I reached the city of the damned. Our Lady of Angels beckons like a lover from waves in Malibu, protest down in Inglewood, footsteps on the Walk of Fame in Hollywood. Bitter rivals from coast to coast left Tupac filled with bullet holes. At least he didn't overdose like Marilyn Monroe. Fire and rain wash away teardrops on the road to fame. Every star is a dying sun in space. Call it Mexico, a paradise for smuggled dope, or just a place to hang the rope.
Shall weep no more.
At your door, you can't survive there anymore. It's time to pack your things and go, and leave the fine folks that you know. So say goodbye to all their faces that made you feel so safe and sure, and say hello to stranger places that'll take you down all alone in the cold, but you've got to move on. Ain't that the way it goes? When obstacles stand in your way and no one hears the words you say, well, you've tried everything you can. You took more than you could stand. All your new sisters have a deep unspoken love. They're looking out for one another. They won't make you feel so alone in the cold. You can keep moving on. Ain't that the way it goes? So low, but you know you haven't turned back yet. Yeah.